Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC main event between the former featherweight champion Jose Aldo and Rob Font. I feel like there should be some more to say about Rob Font. The former featherweight champion, one of the greatest of all time, Jose Aldo and Rob Font. He is ranked number four in the division, and he is very dangerous. But obviously, taking on Jose Aldo, you know, I mean, Rob Font stepping in there, fighting someone that he probably idolized as a young fighter. I mean, you know, we've all been watching Jose Aldo as he was the featherweight king. You know, he ran the show in WEC and then came over to the UFC and has just always been a lethal, well-conditioned, well-skilled individual. Now, when he made the move down to bantamweight, I was surprised because Aldo always was kind of on the borderline of missing weight at featherweight. I always thought he was going to move up. And as his career has panned out at bantamweight, like, well, let's have a quick look at it. So he made his bantamweight debut against Marlon Moraes, and I didn't think he looked particularly healthy in that fight. I thought he looked a little bit drawn and a little bit weathered. Still a good performance. I mean, he lost a split decision, but, you know, a lot of people had him winning that fight. And a lot of people were surprised at how hard he fought over three rounds. Then he went into the fight against Peter Yan for the vacant bantamweight title. And that was the point where I thought to myself, this is the last we've seen of Aldo. I didn't think he was going to come back from that fight. I thought that was the downturn of his career that wouldn't give him the confidence to kick back into gear. But then he comes back and he gets two solid three-round wins, one over Marlon Vera and one over Pedro Munhoz. So, honestly, I don't really know what to expect from Aldo. Like, we all forget that he's only, what is he, 31 years old. We all forget how young he is because he's, oh, is he 35? Like, he's been around for a long while. I thought he would be, you know, like, you kind of feel like he's been in the UFC, he's been around the UFC for so long. He's had so many high-level fights that you kind of, in your head, you're kind of going, okay, you're towards the end of your career now. But he might still be there for the bantamweight title. We just don't know. So his last couple of performances, Marlon Vera, I mean, he was all over him. It was a beautiful striking performance. And this is really the nuts and bolts of Aldo's style. His takedown offense has always been phenomenal. Like, if you look back to his Chad Mendes fights, like his ass barely touches the canvas. He bounces back to his feet. It's quite amazing. And of course, we know he's got good jiu-jitsu as well. We don't really see him use it. I mean, he's got one submission on his record, which was a submission to soccer kicks. So he's not really a subs guy. We know this, but he's got the awareness. We know he's been there and there against some of the best Brazilian jiu-jitsu guys in his division. He's a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu under Andre Pedeneiras. There's no reason to believe that Jose Aldo can't grapple if he chooses to. I think the reason why he chooses not to most of the time is because of it's a choice of how to expend his conditioning. If we go back to the Marlon Vera fight, he fought really well for 10 minutes. And then in the third round, as soon as Vera came out aggressive because he knew he needed to win that third round big, maybe get a stoppage, Aldo tied him up, took his back, and controlled his back for the whole of the third round. If that was a five-round fight, that may have been a different decision from Aldo because grappling always seems to drain him a lot more. Like, the smarter fighters that have really been able to push him are the ones that have been able to you know, grapple with him, force him to wrestle. I don't know if that's necessarily an option for Rob Font, but I think even if he's not successful in grappling, I think it's worth pushing him to try. Like, Aldo can be very standoffish if he feels like his gas tank is starting to run low, and he's got a great poker face. He won't show you, but like when he was defending the belts at featherweight, sometimes he would take a round off. Like, you know, you watch the Mark Hominick fight and he batters him for 20 minutes and then takes the fifth round off. There were a couple of fights, not coming to mind now, but like he would take the middle round off. Like against Chad Mendes the second time around, he took the middle round off, or the fourth round. You know, he's very experienced at managing his energy systems over 25 minutes. Now, this is a 25-minute fight. He's not won a 25-minute fight since Frankie Edgar back in 2016. And we don't know what he's going to look like over five rounds at bantamweight. A winning version of him. A losing version of him we've seen against Peter Yan, and that was not a pretty sight. So the question is, can Rob Font take him into those deep waters, and can he push him, and what will Aldo's conditioning look like if he does start the fight well? when it comes to Rob Font, he's a very accurate puncher, but he's not quite as primed as Aldo is. He's not quite as snappy and as fast and as springy as Aldo is. Rob Font tends to kind of walk himself into range a little bit, and that puts his lead leg at a lot of risk. Now, as we know from Aldo, he's got great Muay Thai. If we reflect on the Marlon Vera fight for a moment, Marlon Vera was switching stance. When he was southpaw, Aldo was digging that lead hook into the body, and it was affecting Marlon. And then he would switch to orthodox, and Aldo would land that beautiful chop low kick that we saw him completely decimate Uriah Faber with. That's a main concern for me with Rob Font, because his striking style means that he has to walk himself into range. Now, we saw one of his teammates, Calvin Kattar, fall a little bit short against Max Holloway doing something similar, where he didn't have any other option other than to kind of walk his way into range, and he was getting peppered on the way in. We could see a similar thing in this fight with Jose Aldo if he's got the gas tank to do it, or if he's able to get him out of there within the first sort of 15 minutes. But if Rob Font starts to work his way inside, if he's able to tie Aldo up and slow him down and force him to wrestle, that's when we might start to see cracks in Aldo's conditioning. And that's where Rob Font starts to come on strong, because those New England boys, they're not messing around. They push and they brawl, and I mean, you can just see it in the way that they spar. You know, they clearly do a lot of boxing sparring. They go into deep rounds. They work each other, but they look after one another. They know how to dig. They know how to push. They know how to stand in the pocket and keep themselves safe and land sharp, accurate shots. And I think the longer this fight goes, the more it starts to lean in Rob Font's favor. If we look at certain times when Rob Font's really, really looked impressive, it's against the likes of Thomas Almeida, a great Muay Thai fighter, or against Marlon Moraes, another great Muay Thai fighter. You know, people that were comfortable with him standing in the range that he wants to stand and trading with him. The difference between those two fighters I just mentioned, Moraes and Almeida, is that they don't move quite as much as Aldo either, and they don't have the same kind of championship awareness that Aldo has. Like, if Aldo feels like he's at risk, he just won't be in range. And he'll keep moving himself out of range and jabbing and stifling your attack and doing just enough to hold you off. Whereas other guys, they don't mind getting drawn in and scrapping with him sometimes. And that's where Rob Font really thrives. You know, he's got a wicked uppercut. He's got a wicked right hand. And sets people up for head kicks, knowing full well that people are going to slip and expect him just to come with hands, and he catches them with kicks as well. But clinching and tying Aldo up, making him work, making him defend takedowns, making him work himself off the fence, even if it's not particularly successful what Rob Font's doing, it's a depletion of the energy system that Aldo's got. So when later rounds arrive and Aldo's now not able to hold him off with the jab, or when he throws that low kick, it's not quite as fast, or it's a bit more predictable and Rob Font can start catching him with counters. I really think an investment in the gas tank is the right way to go for Rob Font. And one thing that I think will be a confidence booster for him is his performance against Cody Garbrandt. He could almost replicate that against Jose Aldo, because, you know, I mean, he was taken down in that fight. It didn't all go his way, but his conditioning showed through. He started to push forward towards the end. And because Cody Garbrandt has got a finite gas tank, because he throws with such power, Rob Font was able to work it into his game. He was able to push him over five rounds and really put a beating on him. And I mean, that is Rob Font's first 5-round fight. It was a decision. It was consistent all the way through the fight. He never really slowed down. There was never a point where I thought to myself, okay, this is the point where Cody's going to start pushing back in. Like, he's either struggling but consistent with his conditioning, or he's pushed through that stage where you start to struggle with your conditioning and then his hands start to show. This is really a battle of those last two rounds for me. It's whether Jose Aldo can do enough in the first three rounds, either stopping him or damaging him enough to make it so he can take a round or two off. Whether he chooses to do that second, third, fourth round, I don't know. But one thing I am certain of is that within the 25 minutes, there will be a 5-minute gap where Aldo's going to need to rest, and that's where Rob Font can start to put it on him. And I think the more he sacrifices himself a little bit in the first two rounds and works and fails takedowns and, you know, gets caught with a few shots and makes Aldo work unnecessarily, fights out of a good defense, and maybe doesn't take such a beating on that lead leg, then I think that this could be a, you know, a really good night for Rob Font. He's certainly on the rise. You know, he's ranked number four at the moment. 19-4 is his record, 8 knockouts on his record, 4 submissions, two guillotines, a Dawson and an armbar, compared to Aldo, who's 30-7 with 17 knockouts and 1 submission to soccer kick. So I don't think we can count that. That's technically a TKO, I think. what else is there to say? I mean, you know, Rob Font's striking is very slick. It's not nearly as sharp or as snappy as Jose Aldo's, but that means that it lasts much, much longer. Like there's a cost to the way that Aldo throws his strikes, to being as explosive and as muscular and as lean as he is. Like Rob Font kind of walking himself into range and not springing into range and using that additional energy, although it makes that lead leg a little bit vulnerable to that chopping kick of Aldo. It does allow him to kind of stay relaxed as he's moving into range, so he's not expending any unnecessary energy. I think this is really going to be a battle of conditioning, in my opinion. And Aldo's got to be technical in the early rounds and not give too much away. Because if Rob Font starts to push him into the third, fourth and fifth, we might see Aldo start to crack under that pressure. And that's where the sharp hands of Rob Font start finding the chin. And we know he can put people away when he lands. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great one. I'll catch you next time.